didn't get Dad anything for Father's Day, and I feel really bad. Does he think that I don't love him?
I'm sure he knows you love him, but remember, love is more than just words. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. Happy Father's Day, everybody! I hope you've told your dad that you love him today, but have you showed him your love? Well, you could do that by doing something simple, like drawing a picture for him, or maybe helping him with something like sweeping out the garage or taking out the trash. Remember, when you do something like that, you're following the example of Jesus. See, Jesus loves you so much that he died to save you from your sins. He showed his love with more than just words. He did something huge to prove it. John 3:18 says, "Let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And now for our story, it's entitled More Than Words. After a delicious lunch on Father's Day, Ophelia joined the rest of her family to watch Dad open his presents. "Open mine first, Daddy," little Molly said eagerly. "I made you a picture." "Don't tell," said Ophelia. But everyone laughed as Molly insisted on helping her father open the package containing the picture she had drawn for him. Then they watched while he opened the rest of his gifts. Every family member had bought or made something for Dad. Everyone, that is, except for Ophelia. "These gifts are wonderful," said Dad. "I can hardly wait to use them. Thank you all very much." "You didn't open Ophelia's present," Molly said. "Where is it, Ophelia?" Ophelia was embarrassed. Everyone was waiting to see what she had for Dad. I love you, Dad, and I was going to buy or make you something, but I've been so busy," she said, blushing. Dad was very gracious. "I know," he assured her, "and I have enough presents. Come on, let's have some of that great-looking cake." That night, Mom found Ophelia crying in her room. "I didn't have a present for Dad," she said, tears spilling onto her pillow. "It's okay, Ophelia. You couldn't help it if you didn't have time or money to get something for Dad," Mom told her. "I know, but I could have taken the time to make something for him," Ophelia admitted. "You even offered to help me make him some cookies, but I just didn't get around to it." "It would have been nice to do something to show your love," Mom said. "It's so easy to say we love someone, but love is more than words. It's action, like God showing how much he loved us by sending Jesus to save us." Ophelia nodded. "I'm going to make tomorrow another Father's Day for Dad," she said. I'll show him I love him by cleaning his car." "I'm sure he'll love that," Mom said. "Let's use this as a reminder to let our actions show our love for our Heavenly Father, too." So how about you? Do your actions show your love for your parents and others who are important to you? It's important to tell people you love them. It's important to tell God, too. But those words need to be backed up with actions. God showed us his love by sending his son Jesus to die to save us from our sin. We can show our love in return by obeying and serving him. Our key verse,
1 John 3:18. Let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
And our key thought for today, put love into action. Did you know that there are 1.9 billion kids around the world? Each one of them needs to hear about Jesus, and you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today, and happy Father's Day to all you dads out there.